Welcome to Rubber Band Live, the Australian recruitment and talent acquisition vodcast and podcast. I am Eden Haddock, your host and the creator of Rubber Band, the recruitment network for all. Let's go live.
Hey, Del. A powerful talent attraction and management system, creating positive experiences for candidates, hiring managers, and HR teams at every step of the hiring journey. From intelligent career sites to marketing automation and talent pipelining, PageUp will enable you and your team to put your best foot forward to attract and convert world-class talent. PageUp's powerful ATS will help you improve your recruiting efficiency, and their onboarding solution sets your team up for success from day one. PageUp, more than just an ATS. Head to pageuppeople.com to see how it all comes together.
Thank you so much to our sponsor, PageUp. Welcome, listeners, to today's episode of Rubber Band Live, which is Real Recruiters on the Tools with Simon Hett. Now, before we begin, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land that I live and work on, the Wadawurrung and Dja Dja Wurrung people. I recognise their continuing connection to the lands and waterways. I pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and I would like to extend this to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Welcome, Simon, to Real Recruiters on the Tools. How you doing, mate?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me, Eden. It's a pleasure to be here.
Listeners, we were having a, you know, I often joke about the Australian recruitment industry as having a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of connection through someone else or through someone else and someone else. So thanks for the pre-chat and all the people that we know together and the history. And yeah, we've even worked in the same organisations. But I really want to firstly say, Simon, congratulations on the new role with Mantle Group.
Thanks so much. It's an absolute joy to be here. It came along at a great time. You know, it's a great challenge and I feel really positive and excited about the opportunity and what we can do here.
Fantastic. And how long have you been with Mantle Group now?
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
It's pretty fresh.
I'm going to be asking you some tough questions for your first 6 weeks, mate, you know?
That's all right. Yeah, no, hit me. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, tell me firstly about your role. Like, what's your position within Mantle Group? And tell me about the team structure as well.
Yeah, so it's a pretty flat structure here at Mantle Group. Effectively, the business has had a fantastic person running the talent team. Her name's Nicole, although talent is not her background. So she's looking to step away back into some other areas in HR and sort of onboarding and office management, a few other bits and pieces. I've been brought in to work alongside another colleague. Her name's Brona, and effectively we're kind of splitting the team leadership and working as a kind of a co-lead partnership, separating the domains. So Brona looks after digital and cloud and delivery, and I'm across data, cybersecurity, and all of our internal roles as well. So it's a very much a partnership.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And I love those partnership models, right, in talent. I'm the same here with REA. I've got Lee Jones, who is our head of employer brands, and we kind of, you know, we've split the portfolio, and it's awesome to work that way. And we're seeing more and more of that. I think it's a really great way to structure rather than having you kind of, you know, responsible for everything. It's really good to divide and conquer because I think that's where we see more innovation and more creativity and more ideas. I know it's early days, mate, but my first question, what are your team's, you know, core focus areas for 2024?
Growth. Grow. That's the focus area. Yeah, no, look, I feel we feel really lucky that we're one of the few businesses in the technology and consulting space at the moment that are smack bang in growth mode, particularly after the last 12 to 18 months in our industry. It's been a bit of a tricky space for a lot of people. So it is really about focusing on quality and volume, ensuring that we remain really true to the principles and values that Mantle Group is run by, but at the same time, you're ramping up the amount of candidates that we're getting into the process and ensuring that we're, you know, filling those roles and getting ahead of attrition and getting ahead of our workforce plan by mid-year so we can kind of remain in that sort of net headcount growth space, which is really important for our overall strategy and direction.
Fantastic. So it sounds like recruit, 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 right? So happy to hear that because the, you know, hiring was so conservative last year, and to hear organizations like Mansfield that are really scaling up is really positive news. What sort of positions are you hiring? Is that in your area, like CyberSec? Tell me about the growth strategy.
Yeah, I mean, look, in short, we're growing across the board. I would say the focus, looking at the shape of the organization, is probably more on the top end of the spectrum in regards to seniority. So we have four levels: base, senior, lead, and principal. We're mainly looking at the lead and principal level roles, which obviously is quite tricky because it's a smaller talent pool. But that's across all disciplines. So across cloud, which is everything around AWS, Azure, GCP, you name it, the whole gamut. Digital, which covers software engineering, app development, and design. And then data, which is everything from analytics, data engineering, AI, machine learning, and then cybersecurity as well, which is probably a smaller space for us, but one that's definitely a future growth, it's a strategic growth practice that we see a lot of value coming from in the coming years.
Excellent. Well, what's really interesting, Simon, is you and I are going to be competing with each other. As long as you don't headhunt from us, I won't headhunt from you. How's that? We struck a deal.
Sure, that works for me. We're hunting around consulting anyway, so it's fine.
Okay. Well, tell me, anyone out there that isn't familiar with Mansfield Groups, tell me what Mansfield Group do, and specifically, like, your company vision, purpose, and values. Tell me more.
Yeah, so look, a few people might be familiar with some brands. There were 9 brands that used to make up Mansfield Group: Digio, CMD, Kuso, Itty Bitty Apps, several businesses that the listeners might be familiar with. In the last 6 months, we've merged all of those brands and businesses under one mono brand, being Mansfield Group. So we're all one business, which has elevated our organization into a kind of a higher level spectrum, where our clients are now, rather than seeing us as a specialist technology consulting firm or provider, we're now talking more broadly about longer term, larger scale business problems. Looking at the broader business strategy and how can we work across the broader spectrum of their organization. So that's one piece. But I think the core of what makes Mantle what it is, and why it was started. Some people might be familiar with one of the co-founders. His name is Con. He's the CEO of the organization. He formerly ran a business called Odyssey, technology consulting firm that was highly regarded as a fantastic place to work, and it attracted some amazing talent from across the Melbourne technology landscape. I know when I was at REA, we tried to headhunt people from there, and most of the time unsuccessfully, because it was a great business. After that business was sold off and a lot of the original members and co-founders were contractually released from all of that, they started talking about what they wanted to do next. And I think the overall consensus was they loved the fact that Odyssey was built around values and principles and putting our employees and people first, above all other decisions. And that kind of was the North Star and guiding principle of how they ran that business. And Con and Michael, the co-founders of Mantle, decided, well, why can't we do that at scale? Let's take that same philosophy and show the industry that you can run what we call a teal organization, and I can explain more of what that means in a moment, into the APAC region, into the global region. So we're now 800 people. We're pushing for 1,000. Our 2020 or 2030 goals is to really push beyond 1,000 people and beyond, and even sort of further beyond of that, start moving outside of Australia. We've got a small team in New Zealand, and there's some other plans there as well. So as long as we remain purely focused on the principles that guide our business, and you can see them on our website, and remain really, strict is probably the wrong word, but really vigilant around the people that we're bringing into the organization, ensuring that they're aligning really strongly with those principles and values, we think that we can continue doing that. A little bit of extra context is the way that we run our business is very different to a traditional consulting firm, or even a traditional business in any industry for that matter. We follow what we call, what is called team of teams. So the best way to think about it is the antithesis to your traditional top-down hierarchy model, where you've got your CEO at the top, your middle management in the center, and then obviously all of your individual contributors along the bottom, where there's kind of direct line of sight and direct people management through that sort of hierarchy tree. Team of teams is, think of it more of sort of huddles of individuals that are focused around particular domain expertise or particular projects or particular initiatives within the business. There are still leaders within those groups of people to ensure that we're supporting those people, prioritizing work, fixing issues where there might be some. So there is still leadership, but there's not that direct line of sight between, oh, I run this team and all these people report into me. It's not a, you know, middle management tell people what to do. It's about empowering people to follow, you know, what they know to be right, to empower them to deliver their role in the way that they know they can, and support them from the bottom up. That's probably the best summary I can think of.
So with that, I suppose, a very different approach, right? A very different approach to leadership and a very different approach to teams. You talk about the strategy being very people first and around principles and values. So how do you explain all of that to candidates as being your unique selling point? Like, what are those conversations like when you're talking to talent in the market?
Yeah, I think it's about being really transparent and as candid as possible about the two sides of that coin. So the positive side of that coin is around the autonomy and trust that we put in our people from day one, right? The trust is given from day one. The expectation is you're experienced, you're mature, you're professional. You know what to do each week to get your job done. We're not going to sit around and tell you what to do and sit in meetings all the time and give you, you know, if you need help, put your hand up, ask for it, we will be there. But for the most part, we want to get out of your way and support you. The other side of the coin is that what comes with that is a lot of ambiguity. Not everybody is comfortable with that, right? And that's okay. You know, I think it's quite a polarizing environment, right? You're either comfortable with it or you're not. I do feel like it is a bit of a binary thing. That ambiguity requires people to be able to manage their own time, manage their own priorities, which is a really difficult one, and understand, be able to kind of survey the landscape of what's happening in your team and in your space and be able to make decisions on the fly, know where you should be focusing your time. And again, if you're confused, if you're lost, if there's something going on, raise it early, raise it quickly, and go straight to the source. And that kind of speaks to one of our principles around communicate directly. The other piece is a bit more of a kind of a day-to-day example, but that's the In It Together principle, which is that our dishwasher and our kitchen and the way we treat our hub, there's no single person that is responsible for cleaning up or stacking the dishwasher, not office managers, not anybody, right? When I walked in on day one, Con, our CEO, I walked into the kitchen to put my lunch in the fridge, and Con, the CEO, was unpacking the dishwasher. And it's the best example I can give to just showcase, doesn't matter how big or small, it doesn't matter if it's not in your job description. If you see something that needs fixing, fix it. If you need something that needs doing, do it. If you literally have no capacity, tell somebody else. Raise it to the right people and go, hey, guys, you know, I need to run to this meeting, but this, you know, needs to be fixed. Can somebody jump on this straight away? And then the response from that is, yep, let's do it, right? So it's about collecting people who are just willing to roll up their sleeves, muck in, and get stuff done. Progress over perfection is the sort of the mantra of how we run.
Oh, I love it. And this is kind of a really good segue in terms of something I wanted to ask you around, I suppose, bringing all of that to life through your creative, through your employer branding, through your EVP. Like, how do you, with such a unique culture and a fabulous culture, I will say, from the way you described, and one that I would connect with, so how do you ensure you get that out there into the market? Like, do you do video content? Tell me about your employer brand strategy.
That's a great question. In short, we don't have one. It's part of my remit coming into this role, is to really kind of take what's been done and formalize it, and then, you know, build a broader strategy. So I've already had a couple of really great sessions with our existing marketing team. One of the girls in our team, Emily, over the past 12 months, you know, has done some great work with EVP content, mainly around stories, carousels, vlogs, Q&As, that type of thing. But with the capacity of the team ramping up, she just doesn't have the ability to continue doing that. So video content is definitely part of my thinking. We're in the midst of formulating our strategy, and we're working with an external agency to nail down, you know, what is our brand? What is our tone of voice? What are our guidelines? You know, what is that messaging? So that no matter who steps into that content space, we can follow those principles and guidelines, and we're all, you know, approaching our content with the same consistent message and voice of our brand, because we want to make sure that we get that right. But we have internal, we have an internal videographer, which is great. I plan on utilizing him really heavily.
Yeah.
But I think the, yeah, exactly. But I think that the biggest thing that's in front of us right now for Mantle Group is, since merging all the brands into one Mantle Group brand, we only have, I think, 20,000 followers on our LinkedIn page. And I say only because I feel quite strongly that for our content marketing and our LinkedIn and EVP marketing to be effective, that needs to be closer to 100,000 in the coming year and years. That starts with a broad piece of video content that says to the market, educates the market, this is who we are, this is what we're about, this is why we're unique. And really just start at the top of the tree, right? And start pushing that out to yeah, exactly right. And ahead of our marketing team is, we're aligned on that. It doesn't matter if it's for candidates or for clients, it's the same strategy. And then we can start branching into a bit more specificity around, hey, this is life in data, this is life in digital, this is some of our events, this is some of our principles in action. You know, you can start to get a bit more granular, but right now it's about, I think, starting at the top and then working your way down.
That's fab. And look, I like that you're in that discovery phase at the moment, because I think that's actually the most exciting, because we have these preconceived ideas in terms of how we want to market the organizations that we work for and how we want to represent ourselves as employers. And through that discovery and research phase and meeting with your employees and finding about their experiences, there are always these little nuggets that you hadn't considered before that end up forming like a much bigger part of your brand, because you don't know until you talk and until you gather that information. And like, I can't wait to see what you bring to market. Like, that's exciting. Have you seen any, has anything surprised you so far when you've been on that discovery journey?
No, I don't think, I think the one thing that's, if I was to pick one thing that was surprising to me, it's that they've not done it yet, because there's so much goodness. There's so much, you know, human content, and like, there's so much amazing connective tissue in this organization and so many great stories. I think it's just lack the capacity or someone driving it just to bring it all together, put it into a content calendar that makes sense, and turn that into relevant video, written or, you know, photographic content, and then start sharing it in the right way. That's it. Like, it's here. You know, the DNA has existed for a long time. We just need to harness it, capture it, and then spread it to the world.
I can't wait to follow it closely, because from what you're saying, there is going to be some amazing stories coming out and really inspiring stories. So
fingers crossed. I saw some of Virgin's, I think it was Virgin's EVP video content recently that they've been pushing around for the last 12 to 18 months. And I really like the way that pushes the boundaries and kind of in terms of creative flair. That's sort of where my head's going. Whether we get there or we'll create our own unique message, but I'm keen to do something that's not only relatable, but also perhaps a bit different.
And bold, right? And I think that's where there is a risk when people are working on their employer brand, that, you know, we tend to look at what everyone else is doing and try to mirror it to a degree. I think it's people are scared to take it to that next stage. And I think Virgin's a really great example where you see something that is a little bit more edgy than what everyone else is doing. And sometimes it's just taking it, shifting the dial a little bit into the edgy. Or I would love someone to just like go completely out there and to knock our socks off. So there's a challenge for you, Simon. Let's see if you can just knock it out of the park and do something that we haven't seen before.
Well, I wasn't sweating about it before, but I am now. So,
so it's now out into the world on this podcast that everyone else is hoping you do as well. So there we go.
How about we revisit it come, what, ATC in November, and fingers crossed it's all running pretty well by then.
Fabulous. Oh, I can't wait. Well, I want to talk about, 2024, I suppose from a candidate perspective, and we talked earlier that we both work for organisations that have got a strong growth agenda. So, you know, we are hiring, a lot of organisations are. So it is a pretty, what should I say? I mean, there's an abundance of candidates out there. It's easier to recruit right now. But, you know, we know that's not going to last forever. And I predict it will change, you know, relatively soon, potentially new financial year, where we're all going to struggle a little bit more. So tell me, in terms of your, you know, candidate pipeline strategy, like what kind of tech do you use in the team? What do you use to help you outside of the traditional advertising?
Yeah, well, we run pretty lean in terms of technology and systems, which is part of our overall business strategy. Like, to give you an example, we don't have a HRIS at all. It's all run manually, for better or worse. So we use Greenhouse as our ATS, and we have, obviously, your expected licensing with LinkedIn for Recruiter and Talent Insights and the typical kind of platform there. But other than that, that's pretty much it. So we do keep it fairly simple in regards to technology platforms. It's something, again, that I'm looking at around, you know, is that effective? Should we be investing more in different technologies or different systems in order to increase our efficiency and our workflow and the pipeline of candidates? So, you know, again, watch this space. But I think it's just around aligning the team on hunting where the gold is, right? There are, even within our business, the broad spectrum of roles we recruit, there are some roles where, you know, advertising is still an effective medium of bringing in good candidates and candidates who are engaged with our brand and who are keen to kind of, you know, follow the process and work through it. There are other areas in which it's purely headhunting, right? It's purely approaching executive search style of recruitment. And then there's a mix in between. And there are other areas where both of those means aren't producing enough candidates, and we need to continually spread our wings and out into things like events and making sure that we're getting our leaders more involved with those meetup groups and those events and networking with those people and building our brand in that audience. Because again, for us, it comes back to brand recognition. I still don't feel that Mantle Group is recognized enough in the areas that we recruit in as much as, say, REA Group, for example, right? You know, I think, you know, that's kind of where we need to push our brand recognition to in order to get the flow of candidates that we need to feed our growth. And that's part of the challenge.
Mm. It's interesting. We were having this conversation yesterday. There was a session with Darren Turkle from Hiring Buddy, and it was around, he was demonstrating a new platform that he's bringing to market. But the conversation was really around brand perception and candidates actually being matched to opportunities in organisations that they hadn't considered before. Because, you know, I mean, REA has had, you know, a strong marketing lens on talent for a very long time. So that brand is out there. But arguably, there are organisations that, you know, the talent that we're able to attract that would have a culture that would help them thrive that is outside of REA, but they think of us because we've had all of that investment. So I think, you know, what you're saying about Mantle and getting Mantle out there, it's really important, because you, as a candidate, you've got this preconceived idea of what an organization's like, and we can be a little bit narrow in our thinking. I even know that for myself when I was seeking leadership opportunities, and you probably were as well when you were recently looking in the market, that we kind of have this wish list, and I think we need to throw that wish list out the window, and I think we need to educate candidates to do that as well, and understand that there's different industries and different companies and different environments out there that you haven't thought of.
I agree. I also think from the other perspective, perspective. So that from the internal, when you're in an organization, you need to think about this like as if we're a product company. So you think about, let's say, phone manufacturers or people who make sports equipment. They all invest, or the ones who are successful, invest a lot of money and time and effort into their brand and marketing campaigns and getting their brand and their product in front of people across every medium they can possibly think of. Because if you look at the traditional kind of marketing funnel of candidates, or not candidates, but marketing funnel of a buyer, it is like 7 to 8 touch points with a brand before they decide to make a purchase. And I like to think about candidates, engaging in a process in the same way. So if we're not taking the time and the effort to tell people who we are and what we're about in every medium we can think of, no one's going to know,
Like we've got to be more creative in terms of how do we get it out. That can be really simple. The simple things that we can do.
Exactly. I think that we need to start thinking about our websites like you would a static billboard. You're gonna get some traffic that go past it, but people who don't go that way to work are never gonna see it. And that's the way we need to think about that. So how do we, find the right way to push that content, push our brand in front of the people who we want in our organization? But not just from a sales perspective. We don't just want to obviously push out message going, hey, come work for us, because we all know that that's not going to be effective. But how do we wrap up those human stories, those connections, and go, hey, we're Mantle Group. This is someone who works for us who did this really cool thing with this brand. Or, hey, we're Mantle Group. This is something that we pulled together for International Women's Day, and this was the impact, on our people internally. I think if you just got to simplify it a little bit. It doesn't have to be complicated.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. It's got to be human. It's absolutely spot on, mate. Well, one final question for you, Simon. This is an interesting conversation. We could have gone on for ages. Anyway, I can't. I want to know, on that note, I mean, you mentioned Virgin as being something that stood out to you. What do you think, in terms of innovation, what has been the most innovative campaign you've seen, or innovative product or platform? What's something really cool that's happening at the moment in the industry?
Well, within talent specifically. I would say it comes down to probably the development of a really solid ATS system that captures everything that is happening in the periphery of technology and talent. And for me, one of the platforms that's probably as close as possible to that, and I know you're sponsored by PageUp, so apologies, but Smart Recruiters for me, from what I've explored with them in the past, and I want to explore with them again here at Mantle Group. But taking all the elements of like AI, EVP marketing campaigns, the CRM element that we need to kind of think about when talking to talent, the gender neutral screening processes that are built into that platform, the way that we can then visualize and give a snapshot to our leaders and give visibility and connection to them across what we're doing in recruitment, the ability to customize workflows, the ability to kind of connect and collaborate as a team and have overlap when people go on leaves. Like, for too long, all of those things have been separate pieces. Onboarding, another great example, right? Like, yeah, there are great individual products across the board that do those things really, really well. And some of them work well together and some of them don't. For me, Smart Recruiters, the reason why I see them as a leader is because they're taking all of that and going, let's put it into one place that all connects and all makes sense and talks to as many HRS systems as possible to make our lives easier. For me, technology is about freeing us up to spend more time in front of people, more time in front of candidates, more time in front of our business stakeholders, more time at events, and actually and focusing more on that human connection. The technology is there to supplement that and to provide the administration support to make our lives easier so that we can be, more and more interactive with our candidates.
We want to be having more conversations and less behind the screen, right? And
exactly.
Yeah. I tend to agree. And I think that's where the trend's going to. And it's interesting. I know you apologized regarding PageUp. It's not an issue whatsoever, but I have seen the new iteration of PageUp, which is PageUp 2.0. It's worth comparing as well. I think they've really shifted the dial with that as well. I agree, Smart Recruiters is definitely worth seeing. We hear so much. Yeah, you know, we hear so much about how wonderful it is, and you know, people who love using the platform. I think there's a lot out there that we're seeing the ATS is really moving in the right direction for us. They're now becoming designed for recruiters. They're not designed by non-recruiters, and that's been the big shift. I think we've seen that shift over probably the last 5 years, but it seems to be really amplifying right now. So I agree. I think we're the tooling and the technology for us, whether it is an integrated best of breed stack that you pull together, which is also cool, or if it is the all-in-one. But, you know, if you're still on those clunky platforms that, you know, I won't say any names and I won't out anyone, there is better out there. And I think those are two examples. And, you know, if you're doing a best of breed, there's wonderful ones out there as well that you can integrate. And some of the things that are bubbling away, you know, when I'm seeing early iterations of technology that will be coming forward, that there's some cool stuff happening, and I'm really enjoying that. What an awesome Real Recruiters. It's been so great to catch up with you today. I just looked at the clock and I went off on a tangent and want to keep talking to you, but I really appreciate you catching up with me today. It was great to see you again, and can't wait to see your fabulous bold employer brand come to life.
Wonderful. Thank you, Eden. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Thank you for inviting me on.
PageUp, a powerful talent attraction and management system, creating positive experiences for candidates, hiring managers, and HR teams at every step of the hiring journey. From intelligent career sites to marketing automation and talent pipelining, PageUp will enable you and your team to put your best foot forward to attract and convert world-class talent. PageUp's powerful ATS will help you improve your recruiting efficiency, and their onboarding solution sets your team up for success from day one. PageUp, more than just an ATS. Head to pageuppeople.com to see how it all comes together.